This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, June 6th. God's word to you today is Emmanuel. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 15, verse 11, from the King James Version, and it says, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" We will start our devotion today with adoration. Adore this great God who excels in strength and power. Some are declaring other deities as their God, but we declare that Jesus is Lord, the God of heaven and earth. Worship God with these scriptures and with songs of your own. Exodus 15, verses 1, 2, 3, 6, 11, and 18 say, "I will sing to the Lord. He has done great things. He threw horse and rider into the sea. The Lord is my strength. He saves me, and I sing songs of praise to him. He is my God, and I praise him. He is the God of my ancestors, and I honor him. The Lord is a great soldier. The Lord is his name. Lord, your right hand is amazingly strong. With your right hand, Lord, you broke the enemy into pieces. Are there any gods like you, the Lord? No, there are no gods like you. You are wonderfully holy. You are amazingly powerful. You do great miracles. The Lord will rule forever and ever." This is the easy-to-read version. In faith, write down today's date, because it will be a reference point for you. You will look back at today, and you will be grateful. As you have come into his presence praising and worshiping, God has laid his hands on you, and God's work in you will be perfected. When God is impressing upon your heart to ask you for whatever you want, you would agree with me that that is a beautiful place to be, right? This happened to me while I was driving during one of our God Will Do It Again seasons. My request was that every prayer prayed at the God Will Do It Again service would be answered. Why am I sharing this with you today? I'm trusting God that because we have begun this devotion with adoring him, every cry of our hearts will be answered in Jesus' name, and I believe God for that. The river of the Holy Spirit is flowing, so just dive in and stay there. In Jesus' name, for everyone that people have mocked and said, "We shall see what will become of you," start rejoicing, because they will see what God will make of your life. You just remain humble. Do not be arrogant. The practice of persistent petition, the principle of continual coming, is what is at the heart of prayer. Jesus teaches us in Luke 11, verses 9 to 10, please read, the practice of persistent petition. Jesus says, "Continue to petition, continue to ask, continue to knock, and the door will be opened to you today in Jesus' name." A major key to answered prayer is the practice of persistent petition. Regardless of how gloomy the situation is, regardless of the odds against you, regardless of your financial status, keep on petitioning heaven, and the door will be open to you. Let us pray. Father, I thank you because it has pleased you to answer every cry of my heart and every cry of your heart for me. Lord, do just as you have spoken. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.